Yeah, I thought we played pretty well defensively. We kind of struggled there a little bit. We weren't as decisive as I'd like in the fourth quarter. I'm obviously playing with some people with some fouls, and obviously Casey fouling out in the second half. He didn't really have that much of an impact in the second half because of the foul trouble. So, we're still evolving, but the guys played hard and tough, and we know New Zealand weren't going to roll over. You know, they were going to throw everything at us, and that certainly happened at the end with, three or four threes. And so it was a good game for us, or good win.
Trev, Casey picked up his fourth with, I think, a tick over 6 minutes left in the last quarter. Did you talk us through any reason? Did you consider taking him out at that point?
Yes, I did, but look, he hardly played. He only played 3 minutes, I think, in the third quarter. And, you can't... I thought the game was still up in the air at that stage, so I wanted him on the floor, basically. Then now he's just got to learn how to play. I think the last foul he got was a brush or a bump by a mistake. It wasn't something that he deliberately set out to do. It was the speed and a fast break that Jackson was on, and he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time to pick up the fifth. And that's, that's where you got to be. Play smart and don't pick up those cheap ones when you can, because if that happens, you don't want that to take you out of the game. But that's a part of growth as well. Yeah, really aggressive. It was good. We needed that from him. He was, especially how poor that we shot the ball from the 3-point, 7%. I don't think we've ever done that and still won the game. And Dollar was aggressive, getting to the basket and made some big plays when we needed him to.
Can you talk us through a bit your feelings about Casey's form? He's really coming to his own over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's finding his groove in the team, and I really can't wait for him and Damo to be on the court, at the same time, where they can use their athleticism, speed, and put some pressure on the opposition. And we know, what Casey's capable, and I don't think he's there yet either. I think he's got still a lot of improvement to go, so it's an exciting time. And we're glad he's here.
Casey, that slam in the first quarter is probably one of the biggest ones we've seen there in a few years. How good did that feel?
It was great. It was great just to, ignite the team. I know after that the guys were rallying and played my hardest, so it was just great, especially to hit the crowd.
Are you making a conscious effort to score more? You're really attacking the rim quite early.
I'm trying to be more aggressive, to take advantage of any open situation. I mean, my teammates do a great job finding me an easy spot for me to score, and I'm just trying to take on what the game gives me.
Is it feeling a little bit easier out there just the last few
weeks? Things just opening up a little bit more. I kind of see more opportunities, and I'm just trying to exploit those as best as I can.
Were you walking a bit taller training this week, Casey, after what you did here on Sunday?
What'd you say?
I said, were you walking a bit taller at training this week after the way that Sunday's game finished? Did the guys sort of get around you this week?
Definitely. Those guys did a great job, encouraging me to, keep having a game like that, keep building, keep growing. And, when you have a good game, you always want to keep building on it.
And in terms of your foul trouble tonight, what sort of lesson do you take from that?
Don't foul. I did a poor job in the second half. I try to get back into the groove of the game. I try to be too aggressive, on a rebound. And last foul, just wrong place, wrong time.
Jeff, talk us through the process with Damo tonight in terms of how much he wanted to play and what the medical staff's input was. What was the sort of process with him?
Yeah, we wanted to play 5-6 minutes. And it was really, to be honest, if we had a rogue game tonight, he wouldn't have played. But we had the benefit of suiting 12 up at home, so we could nurse him through that first game. And it's always your first game back after an incident like that is, there could be some demons, and we really wanted him to be in the comfortable position to do that, and home was the best case for us. But we tapped him 5-6 minutes max, and we knew that he was going to play at the end of the first quarter, start of the second, and that was about it. And so now we can build on it. He's going to take confidence out of this, and we get another week, a bit of rest into him, and hopefully he's good for the next two, back-to-back games or two games next week.
Any temptation to not take him on Wednesday and save him for Friday?
No, he'll play. Yeah. Look, it's you can feel the lift around the team even at practice when you got your captain back on the court. You know, coming down the stretch at the end, Damo will be on the court showing his leadership and getting us in the right spots and getting the ball to the right people's hand. I thought we didn't do a good job of that. Normally we're in a close contest, and we didn't really execute what we wanted to do down the stretch, but that's a part of it, and having your captain back out there is a big factor for that.
How did you handle the news that you're going to be playing 5 or 6 minutes?
Well, I went the other way and told him, said, hey, listen, you might get a DNP, do not play. So he said, if you're comfortable with that, and he said, we'll see how it goes, but and we know it's a process for it. You know, he's not ready to play 30 minutes yet, and next game we'll build it up again to 20 and 25, and then hopefully be back to normal.
When we spoke to you yesterday morning before practice, you said unconvinced about him returning and said you'd speak to him afterwards. What was that conversation like?
Yeah, it was the same as what we said. He has to get through practice. You know, how can he? Damo plays at an intensity level that very few players play at. You know, he puts his head in the way all the time. He's diving for loose balls. He puts his body on the line, and that's a great asset for him. And it's just playing smart. You know, it's not being kamikaze out there, and you know, we'll build that up. So it was more controllable. We thought if you know, you get through practice, a hard practice yesterday, and his body is feeling fine, his fitness level's great. So we thought it was a you know, calculated risk with playing at home.
Yeah, how close do you think you are to playing as good as the team, as well as the team can play? Are you getting that little bit closer every game?
Yeah, it's funny because you know, we win a couple of weeks ago. We win shooting nearly 100 points, and it was great. Tonight was a little bit more of a slug against the team that's won 6 out of 7 games, and that's a pleasing part. But it still kind of leaves a little bit in your mouth that, you know, we're not there yet, and we just got to continue to keep improving. But we certainly got we're heading in the right direction.
We're talking to Dane Pickerman just then, Trev, about his defensive strategy tonight, and he said they were more conscious of guarding at the 3-point line and happy to give you single coverage down low. Are you guys happy with that in terms of the way that you got that post production sort of certainly late in the pace?
Yeah, I would have liked Nate to get some more touches, actually. He finished up 11 shots and Matty Knight only 6. So we got to get the ball to him a little bit better than what we did. And you know, that's advantage for us. And I'm happy if they want to do single coverage, that's good.
So will that be a focus for you guys at practice this week?
Anymore? Oh, yeah, we'll dissect the tape the same as normal and come up with a good game plan, hopefully, and implement it on Wednesday night. Outstanding. You know, Tommy comes and just plays, he rebounds, he's in there, he's got the extra height, he had a good touch. You know, I think he got 2 points as soon as he got on, and from the foul line he was strong too. So you know, he had to get a double double in 12 minutes that's ridiculous, but fantastic. Greg and Jesse, that's the part. You're always going to get injuries throughout the course of the year, and it gives the other players an opportunity to rise up. So when Casey was out, we had someone else step up. Jared's been rock solid for us all the way through. So hopefully now we get the 10 contracted players, and we can start building something.